It is 7:23 at WEOL, and joining us in studio this morning, Kathy Dean Dielman. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Always fun to have you on. Today, talking with the, of course, Lorain County Historical Society, and you've got the Hickories Museum, the Hickories on Tap.
This
sounds like a fun event coming up in September. Tell it to us.
Well, thanks for letting me talk about this. This will be our third Hickories on Tap, the first one being in 2021. And it's always the second weekend in September. We are featuring all local breweries from all around the county and food trucks and live musicians. It's going to be a lovely lovely fall afternoon. It's from 3 to 7. And what you get is it's $35 a ticket for non-members, $30 for members. And they get 10 four-ounce pours of, you know, if you like one, I really like this one, I'm just going to keep drinking that. You can do that, or you can sample all of them. And also for people who don't particularly like beer, we also make some specialty cocktails for you to try as well. And for designated drivers, there are non-alcoholic tickets, and that is $10.
So I have a list of the brewers. Are these the ones that are participating? I got Bascule Brewery and Public House, ESP Brewing Company, Franklin mm-hmm. Brewing Company, Railroad Brewing Company, and Unplugged Brewing Company.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. And I think Ghost Tree, I believe that that's another one as well.
Okay.
So it's, and we've had some of them all the years. And it's great because sometimes I don't know how busy people get, but, you know, it's a matter of, I meant to go out there, and this way you get to try something without, you know, I don't know. It's a great event, and we've been blessed. Let's hope we have good weather. We've been blessed with good weather both years, and also it's 21 and over. We're very, you know, that you know, it goes without saying, but sometimes you have to say it.
Well, you have to say it. Trust me, you have to probably.
Yeah, that's
that
true
too, as well.
Sometimes you need a little food to go with the beer.
Absolutely, and we've got food trucks. We've got. The names escape me right now, but we have two of them, I know, and and I remember the ones we had last year were wonderful, wonderful. And there will be tours of the Hickories as well. That's included in the price. And just
you're not
because
gonna allow food and beverage in the Hickories,
no,
are you?
I'm just no, we're not.
Okay, all right.
Because I don't think Arthur Garford would have appreciated that much because he was a teetotaler anyway. So, and for those who don't know what that is, that means that he did not drink.
I like the way you could explain some good.
Let's talk about Arthur Garford.
Let's talk about Arthur Garford.
Sure.
Arthur Garford was an industrialist and aspiring politician, and he made his fortune patenting the comfortable bicycle seat. So that's always the fun thing to say is Arthur Garford saved our butts. You can always count on me for saying fun things on the radio in the morning. Also, Lorain County is in its 200th anniversary now. We're celebrating it through 2024. Every month we have special bicentennial talks and events. On September 26th at LCCC, we will be having a showing of the film A Higher Law, which is about the Oberlin Wellington slave rescue. So, and that will be free to the public, and that will be at 6 o'clock in the evening on the 26th. There will also be a showing at noon, and there will be an opportunity to talk with the filmmakers.
That's pretty good. And I know that there's different events and different kind of talks you've had on a monthly basis, mm-hmm. sort of a speakers series. How's that been going for you?
It's been going great. And I've been able to take advantage myself. I think one thing to remember about Lorain County is it's so diverse. Rural and urban and ethnically, there's so many wonderful things to discover about Lorain County that even if you've lived here your whole life, you may not know. In July, we went to the 103rd OVI in Sheffield Lake, which is basically a little vacation community that was set up by members of the 103rd Ohio Volunteers in the Civil War. And even now, that's their descendants and their families. That's all the only people who can join. And they have people from all over the country. They have little cottages there. I had never been there. They have wonderful Civil War talks. It's just a little gem in Lorain County I didn't even know was there. I've lived here my whole life.
Well, this is one of the things you find out, especially, as I mentioned, you know, you're with the Lorain County Historical Society, so there's things that maybe you have interest in history that you know about, but other things then sort of just because you're there, you end up learning as yourself does.
Right? Absolutely. And speaking of learning about history, it's important to learn about our own personal history, and that's why we are starting a genealogy series, the first of genealogy workshops where people, if you're interested in finding out about that, if you're a fan of those PBS shows, you know, Finding My Roots or whatever, you can, I think the first one is September 16th. The time escapes me, but if you go to the lchs.org, you'll be able to find information on it. And find out how to get started with genealogy. And we'll be doing these every month for at least 3 months.
Having done some genealogy, it's interesting because you can start out gangbusters and you can fill in all these gaps and all these pieces, and all of a sudden you kind of sort of hit a wall and you're like, well, I've gone back two generations or over. Where do I go now? And what's the smaller clues that I need to find out, especially if you have family that has now come from another country? It becomes more interesting that way too. But then sometimes you can just go off on a cousin rant and figure out some, you know, you're not really related, sort of, but you start to find out of people related that way too. So it's very interesting, and it's kind of a fun way. Sometimes there's other people that are working on the same tree as you in certain areas and different types of websites. And
you did,
like
yeah.
That.
So I found a long-lost cousin doing mine. Then she lives in Washington State. She's a member of the DAR. And she's trying to get me my DAR credentials as well. We share, my great-great-grandfather is her great-grandfather, and he fought in the Civil War.
Wow.
So, so it's pretty cool. And then a lot of my family comes from Eastern Europe, so that's where, you know, you hit a wall because towns were gutted in World War II, or, you know, names were changed at Ellis Island, so it becomes a challenge. And, of course, African Americans have a special challenge because a lot of records were not kept of birth and death dates and ship manifests. So, but we are working to help people find them anyway, because it's important to find your roots if that's what you want to do.
Talking this morning to Kathy Dean Dielman, the Lorain County Historical Society. You can find out more at their website. Follow them on Facebook as well. And you can find out more about the Hickories Museum, as well as the special event coming up on September 9th. That's a Saturday from 3 to 7. It's called Hickories on Tap. You get a chance to sample some of the local breweries around here, as well as enjoy some food and even get a tour of the Hickory. So it's just another area of groups of people you're trying to reach out to.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you have those, you know, the teas, as well as also the different like ice cream socials, things like that. So a lot of different events for all sorts of different folks to come out and just sort of get an understanding of what's the history is of Lorain County or Elyria in particular.
How would you describe the Hickories for anyone who's never gone in there?
Let's see. I like to call it a little, it's a mansion. It is a mansion, but it's got a Gothic quality because there are 96 carved faces in the walls of the Hickories. And every time I go in there, and I've been going in there since I was a child, I find a new one or I find a detail about one. That's always, to me, like a really fun thing to see. And just there's like a moose that's over the there's a moose head that's over. It's in the chapel because Arthur Garfield would have he would have a service every day for him and his family and the servants. And he was also a big proponent of the Bull Moose Party. He was a friend of Teddy Roosevelt. So I look at that moose is always staring at us when we're going up the steps. It's a great place.
What I think about the most is the finished dark wood.
Oh, yeah.
So much of it,
and it's just gorgeous. And there are etchings in Latin on the wall, and there's a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson, which it's only 7 o'clock in the morning, so I can't remember what it is, but I know it's there. Excuse me, at the right where Arthur Garfield's office would have been, or was. When people would wait and sit in the bench there and just wait to see the great man.
Lots going on with the Lorain County Historical Society, and hopefully the grounds weren't too saturated through all of this, other than this 500-year storm that they apparently have they talked about.
I hope not. Well, we've got 3 weeks for it to dry.
Exactly. Is there a basement to the Hickories?
Oh, yes. Okay. There is a basement. We have lots of dehumidifiers in there, so hopefully that worked out well. And like I said, please call 440-323- 3343 323-2341 for tickets, or visit www.lchs.org.
Sounds good. And also the genealogy, A Journey into the Past, that comes up on Saturday, September 16th.
So yes, 16th.
16th after that. So lots going on in the month of September here for the Lorain County Historical Society. Kathy, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you for having me. It's always nice to be here.
We have an open door, a closed door policy sometimes. For
yeah.
We're sorry we didn't open the door.
It was open. I'm sitting there banging on the door.
That's okay. I mean, you got it. Okay. We're here in time.